Thank you, Gospel Choir, for singing God's praises. It happened in the springtime when kings would go off to war. But this year, David did not go. He sent Joab, the commander of the army, and the army of Israel to fight against the Ammonites. One night while he was at home, David was unable to sleep. So he got out of bed, went up to the flat roof of the palace, and walked around. As he looked over the city, he peered into a window and saw a beautiful woman, a very beautiful woman, bathing herself. Instead of turning away, David looked and looked, and that look turned to lust. David went down to his bedchambers that night, but he could not stop thinking about the woman he saw. Early the next morning, he called his closest servants and inquired about the woman he saw bathing. The servants realized that David was inquiring about Bathsheba. And they were quick to tell him that Bathsheba was a married woman. Not only was she married, but her husband, Uriah, had gone off to battle with Joab to fight against the Ammonites. But no matter what the servants told David, it meant nothing to him. David was the king, and the king would not be denied. Good morning, everyone. God's grace, mercy, and peace are yours. Amen. Sadly, statistics show that one in every eight Americans take some form of antidepressant medication. Last year, nearly 48,000 people in our country committed suicide. That's the equivalent of one life loss every 11 minutes. Tragically, these statistics concerning antidepressants and suicide are not unique to our country. It's becoming more and more evident that all over the world, people are suffering and people are in pain. Since we are surrounded by so much pain and so much suffering, on February 2nd, we began a series, Lord, Heal Our Brokenness. And that very Sunday, we prayed to the Lord to heal our broken hearts. The following Sunday, February 9th, we prayed that the Lord would heal our broken relationships. Last week, February 16th, we heard how we are fearfully and wonderfully made. But even though our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made, because we live in a fallen world, our fearfully and wonderfully made bodies break down on us. And we pray, Lord, heal our broken bodies. This morning, as we bring our series to a close, we pray, Lord, heal our broken spirits. King David had it bad, and that ain't good. No matter how hard he tried to remove Bathsheba from his mind and thoughts, he was unable. So David called his closest servants to have Bathsheba ushered to the palace. Under the cover of darkness, Bathsheba was escorted to the king's palace, right into his bedchambers. And even though David was a man after God's own heart, his own heart he could not control. David fell headlong into an adulterous affair. Bathsheba returned home, but a little while later she sent word to King David that she was with child. You would think that this would be enough to bring David to repentance, but it was not. Bathsheba told David that she was pregnant, and David doubled down on his sin. He sent word to Joab to allow Uriah to return home. Once Uriah got there, David treated him kindly, gave him all sorts of gifts, and then he told Uriah to run home and spend time with his wife. David's evil plan was put in motion. He figured that everyone knew Uriah had returned home, then it would make common sense that he would go in to be with his wife. So when the baby would be born, there would be no suspicions as to who's the father of the child. But what David didn't count on was Uriah's integrity. Even though David encouraged him to return home and enjoy life, Uriah told David in 2 Samuel 11, "The ark and Israel and Judah are dwelling in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go to my house to eat and drink and to lie with my wife? As you live, and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing." You would think that this would be enough to bring David to repentance, but it was not. The king was enraged. All of his plans were obliterated. So in his furious anger, David penned a letter and sealed it with his own signet ring. He gave the letter to Uriah and told Uriah to take the letter to Joab. Uriah went back to that battlefield and he gave the letter to the commander of the army. The letter read, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle. Then retreat from him that he may be struck down and die." Joab did not hesitate to do what the king commanded. Uriah was placed where the fiercest battle was taking place. Uriah was struck down. Uriah did die. The Bible tells us, when the wife of Uriah heard that her husband was dead, she mourned for her husband, and when her mourning was over, David sent and brought her to his house, and she became his wife and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord. There was no way for the Lord to turn a blind eye to David's sin. So the Lord sent David's pastor, Nathan, to speak to David. And Nathan was sent by the Lord to point out David's wickedness, his conspiracy to commit murder, his web of lies, his deceit, and ultimately even his idolatry. Yes, idolatry. Because in essence, David told the Lord, not your will, but my will be done. Nathan pointed out all those sins. David was convicted. And David was crushed and broken. He looked back at all the evil things that he had done, and he was ashamed. After hearing from his pastor, it was as if scales dropped from his eyes and he recognized his sinfulness and how he was headed on a path to hell. It was after Nathan the prophet came to David that he penned the words of that beautiful psalm. A psalm so wonderful that even today we still echo the words. In Psalm 51, David writes, "Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit." If your spirit has been crushed by a spouse or by your own adulterous affair, if your spirit has been crushed by a web of lies that you have spun, if your spirit has been crushed by some deceitfulness that you have practiced in your life, learn from David. Turn to the Lord in repentance. No one can forgive sins but God alone. Our good works will never outweigh the bad. No amount of money that we put in the collection plate will take away our sins. We turn to the Lord in repentance. And because God is gracious and merciful, He forgives. God does not look for us to do the impossible. Only He can do the impossible. When our spirits are crushed, it takes the Lord of all to help lift them up and to raise us up. Or the sacrifices in the world won't make us feel better or put us in a better relationship with God. The king of Israel learned that. And David wrote in that same Psalm 51, "O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise." If there is any brokenness in your life, whether it's the brokenness of the heart, the brokenness of relationships, the brokenness of your own body, or the brokenness of your spirit, turn to the Lord who is able to heal. Jesus came into the world to die for our sins and give us righteousness. He also came to heal. In Malachi chapter 4, it was prophesied, "To you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings." Healing was part of the ministry of Christ. This is why it's no surprise when we read in Mark chapter 4, Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. May the Lord grant you a healing like only he can. And then share what the Lord has done for you with others. We pray, Lord, heal our brokenness. Heal our broken spirits. Amen.